With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. efforts to secure a ceasefire in Ukraine still uncertain today. President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed top European officials to Kyiv for talks on so-called security guarantees.
U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy for Ukraine and Russia was in Kyiv on Monday, part of a string of high-profile visits as Washington insists it's still pushing for a ceasefire deal. Keith Kellogg said officials are working hard to end the three-year war as a lack of progress has been fueling doubts.
We're hoping to get to a position where, in the near term, we have, what a lack of a better term, security guarantees.
Trump has said he hopes to broker direct talks between Presidents Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky, though Russia has signaled such a summit is unlikely soon. I'm Nayan Kim.
In his latest anti-crime push, the president taking aim at cashless bail. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president argues that cashless bail, the policy of allowing people to be released from jail without paying any money before trial, leads to more crime.
We're ending it, but we're starting by ending it in D.C.
His executive order will stop it in Washington, D.C., where he has federal authority. He's also threatening to withhold or revoke federal funding to local and state governments that offer cashless bail. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has signed an executive order. It directs the Justice Department to prosecute anyone for burning the American flag. That action challenges a Supreme Court ruling from 1989 that protects flag burning as political expression. Now, Mr. Trump argues flag burning incites violence and should result in a one-year jail sentence. The order also instructs the Attorney General to challenge that ruling from 1989. This is SRN News. A warning from Christians in South Korea.
The leadership of the country's major denominations met this month to discuss evangelism and to express their concern about the export of cult groups. The clergymen tell Christian Today Korea that such South Korean-based cults as the World Mission Society Church of God and the Salvation Sect have now established beachheads in many foreign countries. South Korean Christian leaders say it's time for them to join with Western churches to protect the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska State Medical Board approving preliminary language that would result in disciplinary action against medical professionals who provide sex change operations to kids. The board's draft language would add those providing medical or surgical intervention to transgender youth to a state regulation that outlines, quote, unprofessional conduct. This is SRN News. Well, a human organ transport company, which started at Oxford University, is now being sold to a Tokyo-based firm, Terumo Corporation, for a reported $1.5 billion.
Successful transplantation has always faced a significant number of hurdles. Keeping the organ functioning and testing how well it works have proved considerable challenges. Organox have created a device that pumps a blood-like substance through the donor organ at body temperature, allowing it to absorb oxygen and consume nutrients normally. Researchers say it fools the organ into thinking it's still inside the body, keeping it usable for much longer than previous techniques allowed. Critically, it also allows medics to assess how well an organ is functioning before carrying out a procedure.
That is BBC correspondent Graham Satchel. More details at srnnews.com.